Pena, one of my heroes of the faith. Always has a good message, and she's preaching today. So I'm just going to pray, and we'll press the play button, and off she'll go. Father, I just thank you for Tanya. I thank you, Lord, for her deep faith in you, her ability to discern your will and to have visions of your glory. And Lord, I pray today that as she speaks to us, we will hear what you want us to hear. Lord, give her the words that we need to take on board and fill her with your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, microphone keys. I've got one. Somebody's hidden them.
Here we go.
Okay. Today I wanted to talk a bit about our ability to be like Jesus. But before I start, I just wanted to show you the Skit Guys clip. Yeah, so our lives are so busy. We often get so involved with us. We forget what one of the good messages was in the Bible, and that's for us to be more like Jesus. So how do we be more like Jesus? How do we do that? Shine the light of the Lord glow that some people have. You know, the one when they smile and their whole face lights up and you feel good just to be around them. You know the ones. Nothing rocks them. Bad stuff happens and they're still smiling, still glowing. You know, you can find some of them pushing a trolley around the supermarket, smiling. So imagine this. I like this imagining thing. So use your imagination. Imagine this. I've had a crap day at work and I really need to go to the supermarket. And I don't want to talk to anyone because I've had such an awful day. And you see the glow over the top of the supermarket shelves. So you know in the next aisle, that's where they are, smiling. And that's where the coffee is. And I'm out of coffee. And when I get home, I'm really going to need a coffee. So I figure if I go to the other end of the aisle, before I turn into the next aisle where the coffee is, they'll be gone into the next aisle. Good plan. You know, not a bad person. You've all tried to avoid people in the supermarket, I know that. Anyway, just as I turn the corner to collect my jar of coffee, there she is, right in front of me, smiling and glowing. You can run, but you can't hide. Jesus can find you, even in the supermarket. And funny that Josh should just quote that Romans verse, because that's the one I'm using, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things happen to us, all the things that happen to us are working for our good if we love God and are fitting into his plans. So when you're having a bad day, you might want to remember that verse. So how can we get that smile, that Christ shining through us, that glow? You know, when you ask a child, what do you want to be when you grow up? And that little boy might say, I want to be like Dad. I want to drive a tractor or fix a tractor or I want to be a doctor or whatever it is that dad does. And those little kids, they love their dad so much that they just really want to be like their dad, the dad that they love so much, that loves them so much. And in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, it says, follow God's example in everything. Follow God's example in everything you do, just as a much-loved child imitates his father. Be full of love for others, following the example of Christ, who loved you and gave himself to God as a sacrifice to take away your sins. And God was pleased, so Christ's love for you was like sweet perfume to him. So God wants us to to want to be like Jesus. You know, if you love somebody that much, you do want to be like that person. So Jesus can help us with that. When we come to Jesus, he wants us to be reflections of him. So how do we do that? How do we grow? So we can grow spiritually by using the Bible or to be with other Christians in the cell group. You know, troubles and disappointments can grow us spiritually, even illness and grief and all of these things. They all grow us if we're willing to turn into that aisle for the coffee. Sometimes we want the coffee all right, but we don't want to run into the stuff that gets us face to face with Jesus. We just want the coffee. But God wants us to have that Jesus perspective, Jesus' passion, his priorities, and develop that Jesus personality. We can never be Jesus, but we can show the character of Jesus to the world. We can have compassion and mercy. We can resist temptation. We can forgive and submit to God's will. Jesus did all these things. And we can love each other the way he loves us. Jesus welcomes the outcast and he heals the sick and broken, and he fed the hungry. He freed the oppressed and he pursues the lost. You know, it's hard sometimes to do the what would Jesus do thing. You've had a rough day and you're really tired and you just need to be left alone. I bet Keith feels this one a little bit. And someone comes to you with a request or a problem. It's like, oh, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus turn and look at you with lightning shooting from his eyes and say, please give me a break? That might be what you want to do. I think Jesus would sit with that person and listen and show those characteristics of compassion and patience and love. You can never be Jesus, but God has a job for you. God is developing Jesus' character in you, but it's a process. And it can be a slow process. And it can be a really slow process with some of us. But God is developing that character so that you can be like Jesus to someone in this world. It might only be one time. It might be every day of your life. There's no measures. When you enter every day in surrender to Christ, amazing things happen. And you aren't always immediately aware of them. We might not have that continual Holy Spirit glow that some people have, but we can share that character of Christ. We can share that. We can be like Jesus. And because God made us unique and individual, we won't all show that Jesus character the same way. Jesus might need you to be that prickly-faced, rough around the edges, slap you on the back, have a beer and a chat, g'day mate, ocka type, so he can use you to reach somebody special. Or you might be the shy, quiet achiever type that helps somebody make a way to know Christ. Start your day in surrender so you can reflect that Jesus character. I'm not saying that we'll all be able to cast out demons or feed multitudes or heal the sick and broken, but we can pray with those who are bound in life's troubles. We can show hospitality to people in need. And some of us may heal others in Jesus' name, but we need to start in surrender. We need to walk the walk and not just talk the talk. We need to begin to be like Jesus. And I think if you start every day in that surrender, in that, you know, just, I'm here, Jesus, just use me, I'm willing, change me, make me more like you. Make that a daily practice, you know, while you're cleaning your teeth, you know. We all look up to see if we've got toothpaste on our face. And you're cleaning your teeth. Make me more like you, Jesus. Make my heart like your heart. Yeah. So that's what we need to be. We need to begin to be more like Jesus. So I'll just let you watch this last clip. Yeah, and I think that that's true. We need to just yeah, recognize who we are in Christ and surrender each day and just, yeah, just be that Jesus to someone. Be willing to be that Jesus. Yeah. Thank you.